of "They're Off," the roar of the crowd, the thunder of horses coming down the stretch. All must be pictured vividly and accurately to an audience of millions by the sportscaster. Theater 5 presents Mr. Jack Gregson in Post Time.
Drummond?
Horrible.
Mr. Drummond?
What? Oh, hello.
It's me, Mr. Drummond, as usual. Fisk?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Fisk. Ooh. I don't know what's the matter with me lately. I'm not sleeping good.
Dreams, Mr. Drummond?
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
What about, sir?
Oh, who knows? Phantasmagoria of all the nothings the subconscious can conjure up when it gets the chance, I guess. But don't you start a Madison Avenue tidal wave by running to the agency with a little tale about how I'm not sleeping well.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, sir.
The heck you wouldn't. I know the agency pays your salary for wet nursing me, Fisk. If anybody wants to know, Cal Drummond's on the ball and ready to give the broadcast of his life.
Sure, Mr. Drummond.
Let's see. Today, you know, Fisk, there's so many events nowadays. Sometimes they blur in my mind.
Well, nobody ever handled your schedule, Mr. Drummond. Husing, McNamee, McCarthy, nobody.
Dear old Clem. You know, I remember when he called the Derby wrong one year. Poor guy. That's the sportscaster's nightmare. Well, I'm not calling the Swanee Stakes wrong today, Fisk, and you can bet on that one. I'll get shaved and we'll have at it. I want to inject a little more color into the pre-race warm-up.
One thing, sir. Miss Gray from the agency will work with us today.
Oh?
She seems competent.
Well, if you say so. Where is she?
In the hall, sir. I think she's a little nervous about meeting the great Cal Drummond.
Well, bring her in while I get the stubble off. We're all home folks around here.
Come in, Miss Gray.
You want some help with this breakfast cart?
Oh, thank you. Mr. Drummond is in the bathroom shaving.
Can he hear us?
I wouldn't bet against it. His ears are sometimes, shall we say, embarrassingly keen.
I understand.
Orange juice, 3-minute eggs, tea. Good.
Is it like this every morning?
It was always like this. No change. When your voice is worth $250,000 a year to a national sponsor, you tend to lead a rather sheltered existence.
Phew, that big.
The biggest.
But isn't this procedure a little unusual?
Everything is checked through D.R. Marquette. This approach is his idea. You might say Cal Drummond is Marquette's principal interest in life.
I did get that impression, yes.
But as account executive for the sponsor, that's very understandable.
Well, now we're ready to face another day. Hello, Miss Gray.
It's a pleasure, Mr. Drummond.
Fisk says he's got you tuned in on our private little network here.
Well, I hope I won't... isn't the phrase, pull a foul up?
It'll do, and you won't. Don't worry.
Your breakfast, sir.
Yeah, sure, Gray. Grab the list of entries off the nightstand, will you? In the parlance of the legitimate theater, I need a little cueing. Now, let's see here. Number one, Siege Gun. Number two, High Diver. Number three, Picador. Number four, Whirlpool. Number five, Red Devil. Number six, Spanish Dancer. Right?
Absolutely correct.
Good. Siege gun, high diver, picador, whirlpool, red devil, Spanish dancer. Well, I guess we've got them firmly in the old think basket. Now, I've got a couple of ideas to juice up excitement for the audience.
Your breakfast, Mr. Drummond?
I'm eating it. You see, Gray, the whole idea is for the listening audience to think that they are actually at the track. They've got to see the horses go to the post through my words. They've got to feel that they know each one, that they're all the inside of this great sporting event. You get me?
Well, yes, Mr. Drummond.
All right, take this down. I'll want it typed in caps, double spaced. Original for me, two carbons for filing and agency. Heading, to be used in warm-up. Well, say, you can take dictation, can't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Miss Gray is qualified.
But I...
Here's a notepad and pencil.
All right, here we go. Today is a day of questions at the historic Swanee Stakes as the country's finest field of thoroughbreds goes to the post in quest of one of racing's most coveted crowns. Can the all-winning Whirlpool, mighty stretch-running man of war colt, continue his unbeaten streak against the toughest field of horses he's ever raced against? Can the coast horse, High Diver, beat the Blue Ribbon Field in this Bluegrass Stakes? Can Spanish Dancer become the first mare to win this classic? And how about the driving Siege Gun, rival to Whirlpool in the struggle for money-winning honors of the year? Will this become a two-horse race between these two great stake winners? Those are but a few of the questions that are in everyone's mind as the band tunes up for Way Down Upon the Swanee River. And the entire nation awaits breathlessly for the outcome of this one, one of the greatest races of the month. I guess that winds it up for now. Who would that be?
I imagine Mr. Marquette. I saw him in the lobby, and he said he'd be coming up before we left for the track.
Enter the velvet-gloved account executive.
Hello, Cal. How's the champ?
Top drawer on the ball, in the slot. Any more cliches I can use?
He's a little tense. That's good. Means he's ready to give his all for sponsor and country.
I guess you know Miss Gray.
Actually, no. I sent for her, but we haven't had a chance to get acquainted.
How do you do to Mr. Marquette?
Splendid. And I trust you've had an interesting time with our boy here.
It's been quite, unreal.
You can say that again. The inside on the inside. The life and times of a sportscaster or journey into zany land.
Well, here's another bit in the jigsaw that is Drummond. Roll up the sleeve, Cal.
Oh, no, D.R., not that again, huh? And with a witness? She'll think we're crazy.
Pulse, blood pressure, and temperature, Cal. Otherwise, we might lose the policy.
Every time we go through this charade, I feel like I'm being inducted.
Here, sir, I'll put the wrapping on your arm.
Miss Gray, in case you're wondering, I have to be checked out before every broadcast. Almost a daily routine.
A proviso in our policy with Indemnities Limited of London.
Would you believe you're looking at $5 million in my stocking feet?
I don't understand.
Open your mouth, Gal. Yeah. You see, the network sponsor and agency have a policy in Cal for $5 million. A sensible precaution and pretty good publicity as well.
Yeah, strictly zany, Bill.
Yeah, don't bite the thermometer. You know, I'm getting so good at this, you'd think I was a doctor.
Okay, no, are we?
All right, Cal, I'll unmuzzle you.
Yeah, thanks a heap.
Let's see. Temperature, normal.
Blood pressure, normal, Mr. Marquette.
And I'm normal. Healthy as they come.
The insurance company can rest easy. I guess you know, Miss Gray, that Cal's "All Right, Folks, and Here We Go" is the most identifiable opening in radio history.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Norman Brokenshire's "How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? How do you do?" is still tops.
Yeah, well, don't let the sponsor hear you say that. They're convinced you're Major Bowes, Easy Aces, and the American album of familiar music all rolled into one. Well, Cal, see you at the track, huh? Why don't you grab a little rest before the big event?
Oh, all right. I'll play Sleeping Beauty.
Miss Gray, suppose I take Cal's dictation to the public stenographer. She'll have it ready before you leave for the track.
But I...
Everything will be taken care of. Ah, goodbye, Al.
So long, D.R.
Listen, I don't take shorthand.
Don't worry. That particular material is already typed up.
But how could it be?
Fisk, I forgot to ask. The weather.
Overcast, Mr. Drummond. Looks like rain.
Rain? Rain. That's bad.
Don't worry, Mr. Drummond. It'll be all right. It always is.
Yeah, yeah. It always is.
Mr. Drummond.
Huh? What?
I'm sorry, sir, but I noticed you were staring into space.
Oh. Thinking about the race, I guess. Where are we?
In the broadcast booth, sir. At the track.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? How much time we got?
You'll be on in about 2 minutes, sir.
2 minutes? Where's the mic?
Concealed in the ceiling, sir. The latest thing.
Oh, yes. Gray.
Yes, Mr. Drummond.
Did D.R. Marquette, did he give us any commercial copy?
We'll be using the recordings you made, sir. Master Control, feed them in. I'll signal you when we take a commercial break.
Fine, but, you know, I can't get used to this soundproof room. I miss the roar of the crowd.
Control will feed in crowd noise under your call, sir. But it'll be modulated so that none of your words are missed.
We live indeed in a mechanical age.
10 seconds, sir.
Well, well, I guess that does it. The old sound box is tuned up. God bless us all.
Almost time, sir.
Just throw a finger at me. All right, folks, and here we go. This is Cal Drummond broadcasting to you from historical Suwannee Racetrack, the scene today of one of America's oldest and most significant races, the famous Suwannee Stakes. And ladies and gentlemen, despite the overcast and slight drizzle, this is indeed a most colorful sight as the famous names in racing in the country have gathered here for this grueling test of thoroughbreds. Today is indeed a day of questions.
He really paints a word
Can
picture,
the all-winning Whirlpool, mighty stretch running
he's
man
the
of
greatest.
Oracle,
is
continue his unbeaten streak against
is.
The toughest field of horses he's ever
you know,
raced
you
against?
You sound as if you...
Can the coast horse, well, High Diver,
yeah, I know what
beat
you mean.
The blue ribbon field
and I'll tell
in
you
his
this.
Bluegrass Stakes?
I almost
Can
do.
Can Spanish Dancer become the first mare to win this classic? And how about the driving Siege Gun, rival to Whirlpool in the struggle for money-winning honors of the year? And now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and what's this? Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost unbelievable. But suddenly the skies have cleared. The sun is out. It's as if a magical wand had been waved, and bingo, it's Sunny Dixie. This is close to a miracle. But the setting is just right. The horses are here, and we're ready to bring you the race of the year. Well, an unintentional rhyme there. Now, they're in the stalls. Wait a minute. Spanish Dancer on the outside is being a little temperamental. Ah, there they are. There they got the mare quieted down. She's back in now. All right, folks. And here we go. And they're off. It's Siege Gun on the rail with High Diver, Picador, Spanish Dancer, Red Devil, and Whirlpool. Siege Gun has now taken a lead of a length and a half with the other horses bunched behind him, and Whirlpool bringing up the rear. But this is the style of the great stretch running champion. As they round the first turn, it's still Siege Gun, and now Picador is moving at the leader. But Johnny Hammer isn't going to the whip yet. Siege Gun is running smoothly. Picador is at his flank now with Spanish Dancer, High Diver, Red Devil, and 10 lengths off the pace, Whirlpool. Going into the backstretch, it looks like Picador is wilting under Siege Gun's furious pace. It's now Spanish Dancer second, followed by High Diver, Picador, Red Devil, and far behind it's Whirlpool. There at the far turn, Picador is dropping further back. It's Siege Gun, Spanish Dancer, High Diver, and Red Devil, Picador, and ladies and gentlemen, as they come into the fire turn and head for home, Whirlpool is 30 lengths behind and definitely out of the race. They're approaching the stretch now, and look, here he comes. It's Whirlpool charging from the outside, picking up horses. This is the greatest stretch run I've ever seen. It's Siege Gun, Spanish Dancer, Red Devil, and Whirlpool. It's Siege Gun, Spanish Dancer, and Whirlpool. It's Siege Gun and Whirlpool. Siege Gun and Whirlpool. As they drive to the wire, it's Siege Gun by a whisker with Whirlpool second, Spanish Dancer third, then High Diver, Red Devil, and Picador in that order. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Whirlpool lost, but it was his greatest race. And we now switch you to the winner's circle and Harry Lang.
All right, Mr. Drummond, we're off. The mic's dead.
Wow, what a race. Did you see that black bullet come down the track? What a stretch run.
Yes, it was wonderful, Mr. Drummond. Now, why don't you relax a bit and we'll get you back to the hotel? You must be exhausted.
Well, I am a little, but what a race.
Right in here, please.
Dr. Gray, please sit down.
Thank you, Dr. Marquette. Your performance was very realistic. You almost convinced me that you were an advertising man.
Well, I had a lot of practice.
The whole masquerade was rather unnerving, though. Sitting in that patient's room, I felt that I was in a hotel. And then supposedly at the track, I could almost see the horses.
Well, I hope you'll forgive the unorthodox approach, but I wanted you to spend a day with Cal Drummond before I filled you in. I thought that way you might possibly detect something that had escaped me. Fisk, would you set up the tape machine?
Yes, sir.
I have a lot of questions, Doctor. First, why me?
Well, I read your papers on extrasensory perception published by the University Press with great interest. That's why I contacted you.
I see. How long has Drummond been in this mental institution?
10 years. Ever since the scheduled running of the Suwannee Stakes. And every day since he joined us, Drummond has broadcast the Suwannee Stakes.
You mean what I saw today happens every day?
That's right. A reproduction of the day when Drummond had his mental breakdown.
I see. Overwork, tension, strain. It's understandable. I still say, why me?
Because the race never took place that day.
What?
Old Drummond went to the track, gave the rundown on the horses and local color, and I'm told he was in great form. The sky was overcast, and there was a light rain. Suddenly, the rain started to pour down, and there was a thick ground fog. Visibility was absolutely zero, and the race had to be called off.
You mean Drummond broadcast a phantom race?
Fortunately for the network, when he started to talk about the sun coming out and the perfect visibility, an alert engineer cut him off the air and switched to a standby man. But, as is the custom in such events, Drummond's call of the race was recorded. I have a tape of that recording here.
But he never saw the race.
Didn't he? On the following day, under a sunny sky, the race was run with another announcer doing Drummond's job. Switch it on, please, Fisk.
As they come into the fire turn and head for home, Whirlpool is 30 lengths behind and definitely out of the race.
But this is Drummond. This is Drummond's voice.
But the race actually happened, just as you're hearing it now, Dr. Gray. Picador did make an early move and then faded. And Whirlpool did come on in the stretch. And the order of finish was exactly as Drummond called it. The day before the race was run.
But the odds on that happening are mathematically impossible.
I think Cal Drummond actually saw the race, Doctor. But he saw it 24 hours too soon. And ever since, he's been lost in time. Every day, it's post time.
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented Post Time, written by Frank Thomas, produced and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Jack Gregson, Robert Dryden, June Graham, and Ian Martin. Audio engineers Neil Pulse and Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.